Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
You're ready to fill out the Patriots coaching staff, Keith?
Oh, I was born ready, Jones. I got a coaching staff that'll knock your socks off.
You got a staff.
I got a staff.
You do?
Well,
prove
not,
it.
It's not 7 inches.
Prove it.
But I got
well,
you.
I mean, let's not go crazy.
Let's not go.
We're not heroes in here.
Way overboard here.
Yeah. But yeah, I got a coaching staff.
Good.
Some executives in mind.
I'm glad you do.
On the day where Mike Vrabel is interviewing with the New England Patriots, I heard Greg say this morning, I was theorizing yesterday. I'm like, oh, is it going to be in Foxborough? Are we going to get driving down to Gillette? Are we going to get images of him at the stadium? Stupid me.
Nope.
They're going to do it, you know, in the Seaport somewhere, which is what Greg was strongly hinting at today.
Yeah, I don't think they need to.
At least when I was listening, did he come out and say where it was?
I don't think he needs a tour of Gillette Stadium. I think Vrabel's probably good on that.
Good point.
They're like, hey, you see the lighthouse yet? He's like, I'm good. He's like, maybe we go to like a nice
the old,
place.
I saw the old one.
Let's go somewhere nice.
Yeah.
How about that?
I saw the old one. The new one is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Vrabel interviewing today. There's a real good chance it's done. And
it might have been done 2 weeks ago.
Thank you. Crossing T's, dotting I's. This is a formality, and let's just figure out what we want to do to get to the finish line. I highly doubt we get an announcement today, but who knows? There's a chance by later tonight, later this afternoon, there's real movement on the outside. I think on the inside, we know where this is going and where it's been heading, but we get confirmation and answers today on Mike Vrabel. I don't know if they can do that based on the appearances. They're going to interview Ben Johnson tomorrow. That came out last night. So that will be a virtual interview tomorrow. They've requested, I find this to be interesting, requested Aaron Glenn. They have yet to.
Now they're in on Aaron Glenn.
So on Wednesday evening, you ask to interview Aaron Glenn, who already has interviews lined up with every other team. That feels convenient with some of the blowback they've gotten for the Rooney Rule and their fake sham process. It feels very convenient that all of a sudden late in the week, you ask for such an obvious candidate who, by the way, you should interview and really talk to and really think about for
sure.
The job.
Yeah.
But it all feels fake and convenient at the end. But they do at least have a request in for Aaron Glenn. They're going to talk to Ben Johnson tomorrow. So I don't know if they can announce anything. And by announce, I mean like through Schefter and Rap Sheet. But I think this is probably the final nail in the coffin, and it's Mike Vrabel, which I don't love.
Yeah, I don't love it either. I don't hate it. Like, there's so much worse you can do. We just saw a full season of Jerod Mayo, so it's obviously better than that. But the process leaves quite a bit to be desired. Last year, it was nobody. This year, you're like, hey, you have an opportunity to interview all these different candidates and see what you have. And instead, they say, we're going to interview Mike Vrabel. We're going to interview Ben Johnson because the fans want us to have, like, this search. And then we're going to interview two minority candidates so we can, you know, justify or we can appease the Rooney Rule. That's all they did.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't even take Leftwich or Pep Hamilton seriously. They're doing a virtual one because they have to with Ben Johnson. But I think that was really more for the fans. And like, they were going to have Mike Vrabel all along anyway. It seems like that's all it is. And now they're like, well, no, also maybe Aaron Glenn, who might not even have time
right
to talk to you.
Yeah, well, you don't ask until Wednesday.
Yeah.
I think that's probably part of the reason why. So Vrabel interviewed with the Bears yesterday.
Yep.
He's here today. I think he has, if I'm not mistaken, more interviews lined up. He interviewed with the Jets over the weekend. So
he's got to talk to the Raiders at some point, right?
There's appearances. There's a process. Well, I did hear Courtney today. And I am not as gung-ho about hiring Vrabel as a lot of you are. And you can jump in all day long, 617-779-7937. That's your phone number and the text number to get in touch here with Jones and Keefe. You can interact on Jones and Keefe. Or at Jones and Keefe, rather, Twitter and Instagram, watch along and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy conversation there. And you can watch at YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. I'm not as gung-ho about Vrabel as a lot of people are, and I think a lot of you are out there. But Courtney made a good point. If you want Vrabel, and I think the Patriots do, you can't let him leave, right? Like, don't let him get on a plane and fly to Vegas or wherever else he has to go for interviews.
Well, specifically like, Vegas. I think that's the one that gives me pause. If it was 2 days ago and there was only those five openings, I'd be like, all right, I'm still going to talk to these other guys. Like, we feel like you're a great candidate. We really like you, but we're going to play out the rest of this process. Because I don't think he would say, oh, you better sign me by Friday or I'm taking the Jets job. I don't think he's taking the Jets job or, like, even the Bears job. I think Vegas, that changes things a little bit. So if you really want him, if you're dead set on having him, and if this is one of Robert Kraft's gut feelings, which we know now is not a 100% hit rate, but if it's one of the, if it's the guy that he really, really wants, then yeah, you probably should come to an agreement today. You should get something done today. I also wonder if they did leave the door open for that possibility, which is why, and it, the whole sham Rooney Rule thing, but why you talked to Leftwich and Pep Hamilton first, and now you can bring in Vrabel, have the interview, and potentially have it done today. If you did it the other way, if you interviewed Vrabel 2 days ago, you still had to follow up with these other interviews.
Correct.
And then he goes to Vegas, and then maybe the timing's off. So that might be part of the why they did it this way.
So do you agree with Courtney? Patriots shouldn't let Vrabel on a plane. He shouldn't leave. Get it done today. He's here. He's interviewing. It's probably already going on. Maybe they had WEEI on the way in.
Perhaps.
Or exiting from the interview. So how do you feel about that approach with Mike Vrabel? I will let you know that, well, number one, the hit pieces towards Mayo and the mess that last year was continue. Doug Kyd and Andrew Callahan have the latest up today. That comes on the heels of Chad Graff yesterday. I'll give you one of the highlights here from the Mayo story. I don't think any of it is shocking, but it goes on to detail how the players ran the show and it was dysfunctional and how not ready for the job Mayo was.
I'm shocked.
After the Bengals game, Keith, Callahan and Kyd write, after we won, and this is according to one staffer, after we won, he was the happiest guy, bouncing off walls during the week and the happiest guy in the world.
Soaked in Gatorade. He should have been happy.
And after we lost, it was like someone shot his dog. I also don't think that's the end of the world hearing that.
Yeah, okay.
But the source continued, meanwhile, most of us are in there watching the tape of the Bengals game. We're like, oh, crap. We're lucky to have won this game. I don't know if he watched the tape before taking that victory lap. We really lucked out.
Probably not. He was probably playing cards.
And obviously the rest of the season bore that out. So Mayo not ready for it. It was dysfunctional, as you know. Again, the subtext is that Vrabel's going to come in and clear it up. I'll also let you know, Dan Graziano and Jeremy Fowler today at ESPN are at least writing, similar to what Schefter said to WEEI Afternoons yesterday. We played it for you off the top. You can check it out on the Odyssey app. It's not a done deal for Vrabel. And I assume they're doing the Crafts a favor on that because the Crafts don't want to have the league investigate and lose draft picks because you did a sham interview.
Yeah,
and I
think
they're feeling the heat on that.
Oh, definitely.
So Schefter comes out and goes, not a done deal. I mean, Bill backed out of a job with the Jets, which is not the same at all.
No, not even close.
Josh McDaniels walked off the tarmac in Indianapolis. Not the same at all. Those are the examples he gave.
No.
But I think the Crafts are feeling the heat on that. Graziano says a lot of people's first instinct is to connect former Titans coach Mike Vrabel here, which makes sense. He's in the Patriots Hall of Fame, blah, blah, blah. But I wouldn't rule out Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson for this job at all.
All right.
There's going to be a lot of real interest in the top offensive candidates. He details Drake May and the cap space and everything else we've been talking about.
Yeah.
He says, I wouldn't be surprised to see former Patriots defensive coordinator Brian Flores to get a look either. Though he said Tuesday he was yet to hear from New England. We now know they put in a request. Jerry Fowler also said this about Ben Johnson. He wants alignment. It's important to him, as Burt Breer has reported. And Elliot Wolf is someone who could get along with Johnson, and I could see that pairing working. Johnson interviews Friday. So that's Graziano and Fowler. You heard Schefter off the top. Some are saying it's not a done deal, but it certainly feels like it. He's interviewing today. Should they let him get back on the plane? Do you think it's a done deal? How do you feel about all of it? And this, what feels like a sham of a search. Again, 617-779-7937. And you know what we'll be taking on the phones all day long?
What's
Keith?
That?
We'll be taking your ideas to fill out the Patriots coaching staff and front office.
They have one vacancy right now, but feel free to make room for many more.
You can hire and fire as you see fit.
That's right.
You are Robert Kraft.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and hire the coach you want. Offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, fill out the coaching staff, fill out the front office. Keep Elliot Wolf if you want. I wouldn't suggest it.
It's up to
wouldn't
you.
Wouldn't recommend it.
Nope, your choice.
But it's up to you. All your plans for the Patriots to fill out the coaching staff and front office, 617-779-7937. We're going to put people back on the clock. We did this a few weeks ago.
I love it.
We gave ourselves 60 seconds. We're a little verbose.
That's right.
You know, we're not going to be as airtight and quick in our opinions as some of you out
there. We're going to make more of a meal of it than you. You can do like a little snack, little 30-second clip.
Good way to put it, yeah. Keith.
That way we can get more of you as well.
Excellent.
That's what we're doing.
Better way of putting it than I even could have.
Yeah, you were about to insult everybody, I feel like, so I had to jump in there and clean it up.
You did a good job bailing me out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, We'll take all your thoughts. We're going to put us on the clock. Who wants to go first? I think you went first last time, Keith. Do you want me to go first on this one?
Sure, yeah. You can go first this time.
Okay, we have a timer, Nick, is what we have? Okay.
Get that 60 seconds on the
Let's
clock.
Let's put me on the clock. Okay, here's my plan to fix the Patriots front office and coaching staff. I'm trading for Kevin O'Connell. 2026 first-round pick. You've spent first-rounders before for Bill Belichick, so it's not that steep. He's 34-17, second playoff appearance. His offense has been top 10 twice since he's been head coach of the Vikings. I'm trading for him. He's calling his own plays, which means I'm keeping Alex Van Pelt. That's right. You're the offensive coordinator in name only. Really, you're the quarterback coach. Keep working with your quarterbacks, plural, Drake May and Joe Milton. I like the work there. Keep it going. Then I'm going to look at who I like who plays defense. I like the Broncos defense. I've mentioned Jim Leonard before, former Jets safety. He's their DB coach. They have Patrick Surtain in Denver. You have Christian Gonzalez. They're third in points allowed. Maybe he can mirror that. I'm going to the Lions. I like how they draft. You've heard this before. Ray Agnew, assistant GM, former Patriots D lineman. I'm going to hire him to draft here in New England, which means Elliott Wolf, I'm sorry, you're out. I'm going to stuff him in a locker somewhere where I don't have to look at Elliott Wolf. So right out, right. Wow.
60 seconds.
Nailed it right on the post.
I thought
I had more time. Okay.
No, that was 60 seconds. So that was a good plan. So Kevin O'Connell.
Trading for Kevin O'Connell. Yeah. Van Pelt is here to develop the quarterbacks, but O'Connell's calling plays. Jim Leonard's your D coordinator. I like the Broncos D. Ray Agnew's drafting guys. Elliott Wolf in a locker somewhere. See ya.
Yeah. See you later. Kay. Thanks for your time.
That's my 60-second plan. Rich Keefe, let's put him on the clock.
Put
please.
Me on the clock. All right, my head coach, easy, Ben Johnson. You're talking to him tomorrow. You hire him tomorrow. He comes in here. You team him up with Drake May. You have a top 10 offense next year, and then you're in the top 5 for offenses years after that. He, to me, is a no-brainer. To help him out, I bring in Tanner Engstrom as the offensive coordinator. He's currently the passing game coordinator with the Detroit Lions. So you now have two guys that can help mold this entire offense into the new wave of the future, a very bright future here in New England. I also asked Alex Van Pelt if he wants to stay on and coach the quarterbacks. If yes, great. If not, see you later. We got Ben Johnson and Tanner Engstrom. The one thing I do agree with you, Jones, is Ray Agnew, assistant GM for the Detroit Lions. All they do is draft Pro Bowlers, so I bring him in to draft guys. Elliott Wolf can take a hike. Ray Agnew's son is a scout with the Jets, which would allow you to have a connection with Robert Saleh, who is going to be my defensive coordinator. You talk him into it. He runs and takes over the entire defense, and it's a head coach experience. Oh, Darren Rizzi for special teams.
Oh, man, I like that.
Darren Rizzi. So that way you have Saleh and Rizzi, two former head coaches with Ben Johnson. Everybody's worried about the first-year head coach. You at least have Ben Johnson with two other former NFL head coaches. Didn't get it in there in the minute, but that's what I want.
Kraft has to worry about the overhead of all the clogged toilets.
Oh, you're gonna clog a few Johns.
You're gonna have to convince him with Darren Rizzi on staff.
He might blow out his legs after a win or something. That's fine. But yeah, it would be Ben Johnson, Tanner Engstrom, Robert Saleh, Darren Rizzi.
Okay.
Ray Agnew. You and I, one thing we agree on, Ray Agnew.
Okay, and you're basically making it the Lions here, which is fine.
Yeah, tournament as much as I can.
The Lions. I would love this to be the Lions here. Saleh's interesting. I didn't realize the Ray Agnew, his son. What's his son's name?
So Ray Agnew.
Ray Agnew Jr.?
No, Ray Agnew with the Lions is junior. So Ray Agnew the third is a scout with the Jets.
I thought you were going to say he's got a connection to the Jets trade for Garrett Wilson.
That's what I thought you were going to say. Man, the minute really comes at you fast.
Yeah, I guess we're only fixing the coaching in the front office, so I guess that would have been out of bounds, but yeah.
That was a quick minute.
Yeah, I was surprised.
Yeah, usually a minute's a lifetime. But no, so this was... Right. What are we taking calls here?
Taking calls?
Anybody? Anybody else?
Hello?
So here's another one. So that's why I figured Robert Saleh has no direct connection with Ben Johnson, but he does have Ray Agnew. There's like a Ray Agnew's son connection. The other thing, Darren Rizzi, not that much of a long shot, I don't think.
No.
He and Ben Johnson were on the same staff with the Dolphins. So Ben Johnson knows Darren Rizzi. I don't think Rizzi's getting a head coaching job. He's also not a coordinator on either other side of the ball, but he'll be in the NFL again. He was a guy who played at URI with Gresh, so he could play. He could come back here to New England and be on the staff. And I think it's just another guy. I know he only was the head coach for 5 or 6 games, but still, that's like it's just adding to like a veteran staff. Because I know one of the reasons people like Vrabel is, well, he's been a head coach before. It's like, all right, well, if that's the main thing, there's a lot of guys who have been head coaches before. But I want Ben Johnson, and you're not going to get him as a coordinator. So
your plan is certainly more feasible. Like already I'm seeing a Twitch text line.
Oh, they hate your plan.
Vikings are never, well, I think they like it. They're never going to trade for Kevin O'Connell, or Kevin O'Connell's never going to get traded. I don't know. Coaches do get traded. I don't think a lot of people saw Gruden getting traded, Belichick getting traded. Sean Payton getting, I mean, they get traded.
Oh, it does. It happens.
And so if he's going into his final year, and let's see what happens in the playoffs. They lose in round one. Maybe the shine comes off a little bit. But also maybe Minnesota looks at it and goes, this guy wants $20 million a year from us. Screw it. We're trading him for something now.
Yeah.
And so I had suggested before, Liam Cohen, when we were talking about this, I assume Ben Johnson wouldn't have interest, wouldn't even look sideways at this job.
Yeah, no, now?
I was wrong about that. So I like Ben Johnson a lot. If Kevin O'Connell really is available, I just like the proven track record of a guy who's done it. Ben Johnson has not done it.
Yeah.
In fact, I read something from Phil Perry that scared me a little bit on Ben Johnson yesterday.
Not going to scare me.
He talked about all the factors working against Ben Johnson in this coaching search. I mean, number one, that he doesn't know the crafts and Vrabel does, and it feels like a done deal and all these other things. So all that's working against him, number one.
Well, yeah.
But he also says you have a coach with whom you never worked. He's viewed as brilliant, but a bit of an introvert.
Oh, he's weird?
He's an unknown as a head coach. I'm using Phil's word. He's a bit of an introvert.
What does introvert mean specifically?
I don't know. Maybe not good in front of the media is what you're hinting
just
at.
Just like not a big personality, I guess?
Not comfortable. I mean, if I'm thinking of a coach who's an introvert and why that would be considered an issue, you're the outward-facing member of the organization. How are you going to be with the media? And let's face it, that is a factor replacing Jerod Mayo, Keith. You can't have a guy saying one thing and being awkward and having to walk it back, constantly fix it. It's not the end of the world.
Have systems in place, and we will have systems in place.
He seems like an odd guy.
Does he?
Did you see that first press conference for Nick Sirianni a couple years ago?
Yes, I did.
He's been in the Super Bowl.
Okay, so I just said this. If you're winning games, it doesn't matter, but I understand why that might be a factor. He's considered a bit of an introvert and an unknown as a head coach. It's fair to wonder if he'd be quite the same play caller without the talent, blah, blah, blah. But I read that and I go, huh, what does that mean? It's a good question.
Yeah.
He's considered a bit of an introvert. Okay. So why? Why would that be an issue? And it's just, it underscores to me the unknown with a guy like Ben Johnson, where there are not unknowns with Kevin O'Connell. There are no unknowns.
No. Kevin O'Connell, we've seen him. He's great. He handles the media great. Mike Vrabel, terrific at that. Like, you know, can't do a whole lot better than Mike Vrabel. But Jerod Mayo was supposed to be really good
at it. Correct.
And was awful.
That was a check mark in his favor. He was going to be good with the media and good with the players, and it turns out he was the worst at both.
So I kind of feel like the guy replacing Jerod Mayo, like, it's the perfect spot. First of all, you're the guy, you're not replacing Belichick. You're the guy replacing the guy who was an absolute failure. So this next guy won't get compared to Bill nearly as much as Jerod Mayo did.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you take somebody like Ben Johnson, who's outside the tree and has never been connected to New England. I think if you bring him in, even if he's a little, I don't know, introverted or shy or whatever they think at these press conferences, if he's dialing up these crazy plays and Drake May looks like a stud, I don't think people are going to care that he's not giving you this crazy answer. Jerod Mayo, we thought, was going to give you these really good answers, and all he did was contradict himself.
You're right. If he's winning games and the offense looks great, no one will care.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a slow start and he's awkward in front of the media and we start feasting on that and then the thing spirals, then it will be used
but
against him.
But one thing, and I could be wrong,
you know,
on
the
this.
Mike Martz, Adam Gase, like that level of guy, that will be used against him.
Yeah, true. But I think the one thing, and I could be wrong, we'll see what it looks like either here or wherever else Ben Johnson goes. I feel like because he is such a great play caller, like, that's his thing. And so I'm sure he'll hire somebody that's really good defensively and kind of do that part of the ball, at least until he sort of learns both, right? Like, that was Bill. Like, Bill was a defensive guy and then eventually learned both. But don't you think Ben Johnson would have answers for why he did certain things? So, like, where Mayo got into trouble,
I would hope,
right, was like, why didn't you go for two? Or why did you punt? Or why did you do this? Or, like, what was the deal with all the penalties and all this? And he's just, like, swimming in answers, and he's like, the team's soft. Whereas Ben Johnson, I think, could probably tell you, well, we went for it on third and or fourth and 10 because, and maybe not.
Maybe he's a big dork analytically, and he sounds like he's, you know,
maybe that works.
Maybe, or he sounds like he's, you know, Craig Breslow or something like that. So I don't know. All I'm saying is I don't know. I want Ben Johnson more than Vrabel, but there is something to a known commodity in O'Connell, who I think has been better than Vrabel. So I'm going Kevin O'Connell. Might be far-fetched, but Glazer says make a call. Teams are making calls. Keith is going with Ben Johnson. We gave you our full 60-second plans. We told you how we'll fix the Patriots coaching staff, who will hire in the front office. If Robert Kraft is driving around in the Seaport interviewing Mike Vrabel today, maybe just take a second to think about these plans, Robert. We just gave them to you. Great ideas, free ideas in 60 seconds. Very digestible. Very snackable.
Yeah.
We'll give you 30 seconds out there if you're driving around. You want 30 seconds tell us how to fix the Patriots? You want some time to tell us whose plan you like better, Jones or Keith?
The reporting is that the Crafts want to get this done quickly. How quickly do you think that's going to be?
Yeah, I,
I don't think it's going to be that quick. I think there's going to be some steps and interviews to go through here. I'm sure people think that it could get done 24 hours from now, 48 hours. That would surprise me. Now, we'll see where it goes and we'll see what happens. But I don't think it's going to move that quickly.
I was Schefter yesterday on WEEI Afternoons with Arcan and Hart. It's interesting. I think I know what Schefter's doing. It's going to take longer than people think. This isn't a done deal. The Crafts don't want to get in hot water with the league.
No.
They don't want to lose draft picks or look like they don't care about race, which, you know, I mean, they're flaunting the Rooney Rule and ignoring the Rooney Rule in this case. So I think I know what Schefter's doing. He's saying, oh, no. I mean, there's going to be other people talking. It's not going to happen as quickly as you think, and it might not be Mike Vrabel. And I think Graziano and Fowler are doing the same. If they hire somebody else, I'll bend the knee and say I was wrong. But if they hire Vrabel, it's always going to look like it was a sham and a done deal. And I think requesting Aaron Glenn yesterday, Wednesday evening.
Yeah, it's like a PR move. You heard the fan base. You heard what everybody said. The league, like everybody, what they're saying about it. It's amazing. You have Bill Belichick for 20 years, and then you have back-to-back sham jobs for the next guy. And even if Vrabel ends up being good, like it doesn't mean that the process was good. It doesn't mean that you actually took the time to interview a wide variety of candidates. And, you know, maybe somebody surprises you, or maybe you pick up a couple of tips for next year or new ideas, new ways of thinking. But no, they decide not to do that. Also, real quick, you mentioned that story that said Ben Johnson's an introvert. Mm-hmm. Good text. Oh, as opposed to that big extrovert Belichick?
Well, no, I just told you. If he wins a bunch of games...
No, it's true.
Great, but what if he's awkward? And what if he just uses a lot of analytical jargon that we mock Chaim Bloom and Craig Breslow?
Yeah, it comes down to the winning. And, you know,
100%.
Joe Mazzulla is a great example of that. His first year, you're like, oh my God, like, what is this guy saying now?
My only point, that's a great one, actually.
And then he starts winning, and we're like, he's the best.
We're like, awesome!
He's saying the same stuff.
I love it, Joe!
Yeah.
No, but the only point I'm making about, I want Ben Johnson more than Vrabel. This is not a knock on Johnson v. Vrabel.
I
was just saying, the one question I do have with Johnson is, he's never done it. So how is he with the media? How is he in front of the room with the players? Like, is he going to command respect? And I think that's a factor. It's not the most important thing. I want a guy who can work with a quarterback who has a good scheme on offense and good ideas. I mean, those are the most important things to me. But Kevin O'Connell, to me, is all that on steroids. It's going to cost you a first-round pick in 2026.
Yeah.
And Ben Johnson just costs you money, so that's the give back, but I'm willing to give that up. And the Crafts have been willing to give up a first-round pick before for the guy they want. So Keith and I laid out our plans in 60 seconds.
Ooh, it's quick. Actually, I kind of ran out of time. I needed like a buck.
You needed like maybe 110.
Well, I got the plan in 60 seconds, but then explaining added details as to why it was such a master plan kind of were on the cutting room floor.
So I gave my plan. It's Kevin O'Connell. I'm keeping Alex Van Pelt because O'Connell's calling plays. Jim Leonard's my DC. Ray Agnew's running the front office. I stuff Elliot Wolf in a locker.
Yeah.
That's my plan. Let's hear yours quick again.
Ben Johnson, head coach. Tanner Engstrom, offensive coordinator, comes with him from Detroit. Robert Saleh, defensive coordinator. Darren Rizzi, special teams coordinator. Ray Agnew, we both had, who's the assistant GM with the Detroit Lions. He would now be in charge of all player personnel.
I like the Rizzi hire. I wish I thought of it. Yeah. I didn't fill out my special teams coach.
Well, I mean, friend of the show, Jeremy Springer, I am a fan of, but I was just looking to get more NFL experience on the staff. That's why Rizzi's in.
I like the Rizzinator there, the personality. So those are our 60-second plans. They're up at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. If you missed any of it, you can check them out. We'll replay them later on in the show. And we're going to give you an opportunity to fill out the Patriots coaching staff and front office in 30 seconds. That means we're putting callers on the clock.
Damn right.
We're going to take their plans just like we gave you ours, and you had to listen to ours. We'll give you 30 seconds for feedback here on how you would fill out the staff. We'll put you on the clock. And more importantly, you can also weigh in on whose plan you like better, Jones or Keith.
That's true.
Now, I have maybe a stupid question here, Billy.
Oh, boy.
Is this a different call screen? Did something happen with the call screen?
It looks like it's in HD now. Is it in 4K?
Like what's different? So how do I put these people?
Can you not click them?
Yeah. How do I put them on the? How do I put?
Oh, great.
John and Drake on line two. How do I do that?
They changed the game.
Can you?
Keith looks the same. What's wrong with yours?
Pot up. I don't know.
It's just not clicking. So why don't you just hit? We'll figure it out later. Just hit line two.
Pot up line two. John and Drake. Yeah. Hello, John.
Good morning, fellas. Love the show.
Thank you.
Let's go with this.
John.
As well, Thomas Dimitrov, who I think would be a good president of football operations, general manager, would be Mike Borgonzi. Head coach, Liam Cohen. Offensive coordinator would be Josh McCown. I agree with Keith on Robert Saleh as the defensive coordinator. His head coaching stint didn't look all that bad with the Jets. After they fired them, they were even worse. And I'm going Jeremy Springer as a special teams coach because you guys would have a guaranteed good guest every week next year. Take care, guys.
That's pretty good. So Liam Cohen was the guy that you had mentioned at the beginning of this whole entire process. Yeah, so he has him, and he likes my Robert Saleh idea.
So Saleh's very interesting.
Yeah.
And, you know, you mentioned some of the connections that Ben Johnson has throughout his time in the NFL, and he even kind of has a loose connection to Saleh.
Yeah.
So I find that to be interesting. I'm still not anti-Liam Cohen. I just went through the process initially being like, they're never going to get Ben Johnson.
No,
these guys aren't going to look at the Patriots job, which was a mistake. So Liam Cohen is down my list a little bit because now I realize the leverage the Patriots have with the cap space and Drake May and how highly sought after that is in the league. I wasn't giving that enough credit. But I like Liam Cohen a lot, and I think he's going to get a job this cycle.
He's the favorite with the Jaguars, according to the odds that I was looking at. Maybe ends up with the Jaguars. Thomas Dimitroff's an interesting name. He's a guy, I know you don't, you're shaking your head he was a Bill guy and he was here. Yeah, but
that's a factor.
However, very, very anti-Bill. In fact, the most anti-Bill story, and Michael Holly wrote about it in one of his books, is that...
Yeah, I think it was War Room.
They traded up for Julio Jones, even after Dimitroff asked Belichick about advice. And Belichick had that great line about, like, yeah, Julio Jones, Jonathan Baldwin, what's the difference? Like, okay.
Yeah.
But he thought it was too much to trade up because they were, like, from 27 all the way to 6.
Oh, they went way up.
So even though he worked with Bill, that is such an anti-Bill move. Not only did he trade way up in the draft, but he did it for a wide receiver. So Dimitroff, I actually like. I'd rather Ray Agnew, but Dimitroff better than Elliott Wolf.
Okay. So I don't like the Bill connection, number one.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
you're right. He is kind of the anti-Bill and, you know, great nugget there from Michael Holly. And I think it was War Room.
It was War Room. Yeah, yeah.
When's the last time you think Tom Dimitroff had a job in the NFL?
4 years ago?
Yeah, 2020.
5 years. Four. We're just barely into 2020.
October of 2020. Yeah. I mean, the pandemic was still raging.
What's he doing?
That's when he had a job. I think he's been in media, I thought.
He's been on TV.
Yeah.
Oh, he does? Okay.
So, like,
he's still staying in the game.
Kind
of. John Gruden was out of the game a long time. Came back in.
How'd that go?
Actually, pretty well. I mean, those were old emails, Jones.
That's a good point. It's old emails came back to bite him. That's a good point.
Listen, I don't want anybody going through my old emails.
I'm not, fair. I'm not real into that. I'm not sure. Landon in Colorado is waiting patiently. You have a plan, Landon, or just feedback?
Just feedback. Please,
okay, let's hear it.
Give me 60 seconds. I will trip over my own tongue. I just got a question about, let's just assume that Mike Vrabel does get the job. Do you think Mike Vrabel, Drake May, and all this cap space, do you think that's going to be tempting enough to get some actual good free agents up there?
It's all about the money. It's all about, will they actually spend the money? My gut says they won't. However, there are a few examples from when they have. If they have a offseason similar to 2021, maybe they will. Maybe it is the old adage, and Robert Kraft even talked about it at his press conference the other day about, you know, we've never had any restrictions on spending, you know, unless you spend big and then we need to, like, level it off or whatever. So if these last 3 years were the leveling off, maybe you do have a big free agency. It's just going to come down to money. I'm sure wide receivers would be interested in playing with Drake May, but not for less money. You know, and I know New England's not exactly a destination for these guys, but if you pay them, they'll come here.
You got to pay. Now, look, with a guy like Vrabel, are there players who he's coached in the past who might take a little less money to come? I mean, I guess that's possible. Like, did he have players in Tennessee who maybe want to play for him?
Malcolm Butler.
Maybe.
He signed him right away.
Coach Derrick Henry. Henry's under contract.
You could get
going
King
anywhere,
Henry?
But like, yeah.
No.
But
Mariota?
Is there an idea of, like, a player who he had that might take less? Maybe. But in general, you're going to have to pay through the nose. And hopefully the crowds do that.
Yeah.
Their point, Robert's point, the only thing we ever asked is we want to level out over 3 years. Well, guess what happened the last 3 years? They leveled out.
Right.
2021 was the big year they spent, so they're due.
No, but if they don't spend over the next 2 years, it's insane because you have the quarterback, you have a cheap quarterback. Because eventually you're going to have to pay Drake May a ton. I know it's a point everybody always makes about rookie contract deals with the quarterback. Kraft even mentioned it.
Thank you. I was just going to say
it himself.
You know the Patriots care about that because Robert has mentioned that in the past. Thank you.
Because the way this is trending, Drake May is going to have some sort of, you know, record-breaking deal by the time he's a free agent. So in the meantime, you know, you get him T. Higgins or you get him whoever around him, and you have to pay those guys through the nose.
It's your canvas. You can paint however you want.
Oh, that's nice.
Just paint inside the lines. You got 30 seconds. We'll take your plans on fixing the Patriots coaching staff and front office. Let's put Matt and Lunenburg on the clock. Go ahead, Matt.
All right, so I'm trading next year's first for Kyle Shanahan. He's going to bring in his defensive coordinator, Robert Saleh. I'm keeping Springer. I'm going after Ray Agnew's GM. And then my offensive coordinator is going to be Wes Welker. And I'm going to go after Tyreek Hill and T. Higgins. Super Bowl.
Okay.
Kyle Shanahan.
What was that X out for? Why?
Double horn.
You didn't like that? Double horn?
No, he just double horned.
Well, that's the timer.
Oh, that's the timer. I hit my own horn.
I'm sorry. I thought that was an opinion on the take. Sorry. So
trade for Kyle Shanahan.
Let's start with Shanahan. If I'm trading for O'Connell, why not Shanahan?
I don't know. Maybe because Shanahan's more of a choker.
I prefer O'Connell to Shanahan. But
so
I'm,
do I.
But I'm not going to shoot down the idea of attempting to trade for a coach who's under contract.
Wes Welker, OC.
Yeah, I don't need that. But if Shanahan's calling the plays, whatever.
Yeah, I guess
really
it doesn't
care.
Really matter. No, that's true.
It's another
Robert Saleh D coordinator, though.
Yep.
I think that's the way to go. I think, and as crazy as it is, I wouldn't want him. I'd prefer Saleh. Matt Eberflus, another guy that you might just realize, not a head coach.
But he's a coordinator.
He can coordinate.
Yeah.
But also a guy.
Did he actually run the defense in Dallas, or was he an assistant coach in Dallas, and then he was the D coordinator in Indy, I think? Or do I have that backwards? But yeah, he does have a good track record on defense as a coordinator and defensive coach.
Yeah,
that's true.
He's had not a head coach material.
No,
but from 18 to 21, he was the D coordinator with the Colts, and then he was just on the staff with the Cowboys
that,
for a
he was
while.
In Dallas, yeah.
But somebody like that, especially if you have Ben Johnson, because I don't think you want to make that same mistake. Again, they're likely just going to hire Mike Vrabel, but if they do hire a rookie coach, you can't have a rookie D coordinator and a second time play caller offensive coordinator. You can't have it that way. So that's why I'm interested in, guys like Robert Saleh. There are other really good defensive coordinators out there, and I've seen other people's sort of wish lists on Twitter. Like, I don't know why Vance Joseph, for example. I don't think he would leave Denver unless he's going to be a head coach again.
Yeah,
I don't see.
Correct.
And they wouldn't let him leave to go there, he'd be a great defensive coordinator.
Well, that's why Saleh makes sense.
Yeah.
Or my guy Jim Leonard, I think, makes sense. Yeah. He's a defensive backs coach, so D coordinator is a promotion. You're the Flus. That's
the Flus.
Good one. That's a good one.
Sign him up.
617-779-7937.
We could call him that. Maybe he'd be a guest on our show. Hopefully we continue the coordinator series.
Have you noticed a lot of Jeremy Springer love? People like Springer.
Yeah. See what a good interview can do for you?
It's true.
People like the spring dog.
Good PR.
Yeah.
And your coaching staff would be a little more popular
it doesn't
in this
hurt.
Town. Yep. Robert, if you're in the Seaport listening, just make sure.
It's possible.
Jonathan, you can relay it. Let's go to Mark in Medford. You're next up on the clock. Mark, what's your plan to fix the Patriots coaching staff?
Okay. How about Vrabel head coach, solid defensive coordinator, and here's a little bit of a twist that's probably never been done in the NFL before. Ben Johnson, offensive coordinator / general, de facto general manager. He picks the guys.
Not for me. I don't think so.
I don't think Ben Johnson, maybe he wants to pick players. I don't think Ben Johnson is going to stay an offensive coordinator for the Patriots instead of the Lions.
So that's one rule that I sort of had. And again, things are crazy. Things can change because you could always give him like assistant head coach thing or whatever. But I don't think any successful offensive or defensive coordinator is going to leave their team.
Me neither.
For the same role. There was the one example, I guess Eric Bieniemy left and went to Washington.
But he had been interviewed.
Passed over a million times.
So
no,
he
no.
just was trying to
That's
change
different.
His...
But like somebody like Ben Johnson's going to be a head coach. Because even like I like Cliff Kingsbury a lot. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's leaving Washington unless he becomes a head coach.
Fair.
You couldn't be like, hey, want to be ROC? He's like, well, no, I'm good here.
Totally fair. Real quick, a couple callers ago brought up Tyreek Hill. I meant to react to that. We've talked about T. Higgins a million times.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think Tyreek Hill is in play this offseason? Certainly sounds that
way.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Would you want him?
Yeah.
Same.
The guy's a piece of crap.
It would be fun to go back and look at old Patriots fans' tweets about, you're a piece of garbage, and he is.
Or the ones that threw beer on him. Remember that guy?
Great point. So, he is a piece of garbage.
Oh, he's the fastest
guy
in the world.
But the Patriots need a receiver. I would take him as well. 617-779-7937. More your Patriots plans, more your feedback. Speaking of which, sounds like the Patriots have a plan at offensive coordinator. There's a name you're starting to hear associated with Mike Vrabel. I don't love it. I don't think Keith's going to love it. We'll get to it next.
You know, to me, the big hiring is offensive coordinator. I think if I had to guess, and this is just a guess, I have no information on it. I think it'll be Josh McDaniels, but I really don't know. It's let me put it this way. It's unusually quiet on that front. And so that leads me to wonder, I know McDaniels has a lot of interest around the league with different people as this hiring process goes through, but I don't know. To me, it makes too much sense.
Greg Bedard on his podcast, Josh McDaniels, makes too much sense if Mike Vrabel is the head coach here.
All right.
Calling plays as your offensive coordinator.
Do you think Josh McDaniels would work for Robert Kraft? Not that Robert Kraft did anything to Josh McDaniels at all. In fact, he welcomed him back, gave him a lot of money, so he probably likes Robert Kraft. But don't you think he has a stronger allegiance to Bill Belichick?
100%.
Who just got done dirty by Robert Kraft. How do you think that conversation would go? Josh is like, hey, Bill, I might go back to New England.
Oh, poorly.
Yeah.
But now you're Josh McDaniels.
Yeah, you want a job.
Where would you rather work? The NFL or college?
Yeah, he's probably not getting any other NFL
honestly,
jobs, right?
If I'm in Bill's inner circle, I don't think I need to stay there anymore. If I want to work in the NFL, Bill's not getting me jobs in the NFL. I don't think he's working in the NFL ever again. Mm. So where are you going to have a better chance of getting to the NFL, staying in the NFL? He's never going to be a head coach again, but
so
the NFL.
So remember that story that came out, and it was like last year or during this year, Bill Belichick, Matt Patricia, Mike Lombardi, Josh McDaniels, after all these games, would be like, where could we go?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's going on here?
It was Wickersham. They were like, the Bears would be the best job.
But don't you also think in those same conversations, they were like, man, Robert Kraft made a big mistake.
Probably.
Like, I bet they all kind of clowned on Robert Kraft. Yeah. So I wonder if Josh is like, well, I'll go work for him again.
Where does McDaniels live right now? Is he local?
Maybe. I don't know.
So, I mean, I don't know either, but
he's probably still getting paid by a couple of teams.
Raiders?
The Raiders are paying him forever.
I don't know where he lives. I wouldn't be surprised if he still has a place here. And
it's funny because
I liked being here. I mean, I do remember before he got the Raiders gig, and there was this big like remake of his image and rehab of his image tour that he was on. There was a big point about how much he liked being here, and that's part of why he's passed on other jobs that he totally could have taken, which we did know with Indy. And so I remember him liking it. I mean, who knows? He might just say, Bill, you can't do anything for me anymore.
True.
You're at UNC. I want to be in the NFL. This is how I get into the NFL. I like it here. I'll take the gig. I know, like, Mike Vrabel.
I'm working with Vrabel. I'm not working for him.
Would that make you – so we both feel a certain way about Vrabel. We don't hate it, but it matters who he brings in. We've said that a bunch. I've heard a lot of other people say that. I agree with it. Would that make you feel better or worse about Vrabel if it's McDaniels and not – Tommy Reese or something.
Well, I was
going
to say, overall, it wouldn't make me feel great, but compared to some of these names linked to Vrabel, it's the best of the bunch. Between, who was it, Todd Browning and Tommy Reese?
Todd Dowling,
these guys.
His DUIs. The D in Dowling is for DUIs.
I don't want any of those guys. Guys that were with him in Tennessee, where all they did was hand the ball to Derrick Henry, or guys that, you know, he was a consultant with the Browns this year. I don't want anybody from the Browns. So in that sense, McDaniels, and I know 99% of all of his success came with Tom Brady, but he did make Mac Jones look like a semi-competent NFL quarterback, which nobody else can.
It'd just be another hire. Dubs 985 in the Twitch chat has it right. It's just another uncreative, safe thing. It's like, oh, yeah, well, let's get Josh to call plays in Vrabel. It's like, wow, what a great plan, Robert.
Yeah, maybe Patricia on defense.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. You really thought outside the box on that one, Robert.
Yeah.
By the way, Bedard not the only one saying it. Jeremy Fowler, one note on Vrabel. There's buzz in some coaching circles. Josh McDaniels could be a prime candidate. So there's qualifiers in here. Some coaching circles
could be
a prime candidate to be Vrabel's offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
He says that would be quite the nostalgia tandem.
Yeah, right. I don't want that, but I think a lot of people do, actually.
I think a lot of people do as well. And though McDaniels is a two-time failed head coach, no one disputes his coordinator chops. It would be good for May, but so would having Johnson as the head coach.
If he wasn't, and I know you can't take this part out, but if he wasn't a failed Raiders head coach, couldn't you see Brady being like, perfect offensive coordinator for the Raiders? But like, even Brady couldn't sell that to those fans.
Not now.
They'd be like, this guy? You're bringing this guy back?
Right. If he just waited and Brady was there, he might, and he was still in New England with Bill.
Yeah.
A, who knows how that would have gone? And B, he might be the head coach there just a couple of years later.
Just missed his chance. But because Vrabel also, I was looking at these odds the other day, and they're just to get people, you know, betting or talking even, but Vrabel's the overwhelming favorite to be the head coach of the Patriots. He's also the favorite to be the Raiders head coach, and their odds are very different. They have no obvious candidate, so it's all plus money for those guys. But if it was Vrabel in the Raiders, I wonder if Vrabel – Seymour, Brady, like, can they convince the fan base, hey, listen, Josh is not the head coach.
He's just calling plays. I still probably not. I don't think so. 617-779-7937. A reminder, WEEI's coverage of the football postseason brought to you by Wise Snacks. No one does crunchy, salty, or cheesy better than Wise Snacks. Let's put somebody back on the clock with a plan to fix the Patriots. How about Shane in Plymouth? You're up. 30 seconds.
Yeah, Jones. What about your original plan back when Bill was coach? Didn't you want Bieniemy or Nagy from the Chiefs? Why'd you give up on that? You could have either one of them.
No, I wanted Dion is who I wanted, but I wanted Bieniemy to call plays.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
You're capping. You said when Belichick was coach back in the Cam Newton year, you wanted to replace him with Nagy or Bieniemy from the Chiefs.
Well,
what changed?
I'll be honest. That's not really a plan.
That wasn't really the spirit of the game.
In Cam, that's fine.
Yeah.
The Cam year, I honestly might have said that. I know the last year of Bill, I was saying I would replace him with Dion. That's what I was responding to Shane about.
What was
I saying in 2020 to replace Bill? Probably Bieniemy.
Yeah, I don't even remember.
Yeah.
Bieniemy was a hot...
Shane's honestly probably right about that.
Keep track of it.
I believe in the Andy Reid... I'll stand by this.
Eric Bieniemy did not do great in college.
Bieniemy failure. Yeah, fine. Who'd you want, Shane? Did you want Jerod Mayo? Who'd you want? But so
probably Vrabel McDaniels.
Bieniemy failure. But I would hire from the Andy Reid coaching tree a million times before I would hire from Bill's.
Yeah.
So I'll stand by that. That was probably the logic.
All right.
617-779-7937. My guy Dion's still available, by the way.
Sure is.
You can jump in here on the phones. Your 30-second plans and just feedback on Keith and I in general. I thought that was going to be a plan from Shane and Plymouth.
It was not.
But the feedback is welcome as well. On the phones all day long. Plus, we'll get to Bill and his future in the NFL. Does he have one? And what was that story yesterday that almost immediately got shot down? We'll do it next.